No, I would not think of taking my shirt off in public. That's not what the public want.
Exciting or revolting, William?
Oh, definitely revolting, and not just me, anyone, in fact, regardless of how supple or toned the skin is. There is a time and a place, and walking down Market Street is not that time and the place.
Is it something that's getting more prevalent, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, yes, indeed. Today, walking down Market Street, when I had walking back from Piccadilly, and so many people with so many wobbly bits out, and men with sort of whatever they call them, you know, those vest things, with all their tattoos exposed as well.
Oh, you could be anti-tattooist then, William.
Well, I am, yes.
Why do people think they can get away with it?
I don't know. I think that in some sort of twisted, dark corner of their mind, they think they look good. And they think that everyone wants to see it. Sort of, it's the ultimate sort of ego that they think, oh, well, of course, everyone's interested in me.
But does it not lend sort of a summery feel to the street if you think you can soak up a few extra rays, bare a bit of flesh, get that golden skin going?
No, because if you're going to do that, you do it in the privacy of your own back garden. Again, if you're on Market Street, you haven't gone there to sunbathe, if you've gone there to shop or walk or go to the office or meet someone for a coffee. And custom still says that we do that with some clothes on.
How many clothes, William? What is acceptable for summer wear? What are you dressed in today?
Well, I was in a full suit. but that's because I'm lucky enough to have a job. And clearly all these people that are going around without tops on clearly need to find a job.
Oh, William! Well, they could be working shifts, they could be on a day off, they might be looking for work. It doesn't meet, surely.
Well, they're not going to get much work without their clothes on, are they? No one's going to employ a half-naked person unless they're going for a job in a strip joint.
So, come on, what is acceptable? On the continent, you see, if you're a French office worker...
Yes, and I think on the continent they get it right, because they are so used to hot weather. In Britain, we do not have hot weather that often. So when we do get it, we don't really know how to behave, and so we do start shedding far too much. And people say, oh, yes, but it's so hot, so we're not used to it, so we've got to take clothes off to cope with it. No, you wear lighter materials. Or let's say, for example, a suit. OK, I was indoors for most of the day, so it's fine. But if I were going to be more outdoors, I would have worn a linen suit. So you would actually...
But then you would look very messy, because they crease ever so easily.
They do crease, but I travel with a steamer, so I would just steam myself every 2 minutes.
Does your valet do it?
Well, exactly, yes. I mean, he's constantly on my left hand.
William, come on, you are from the dark ages, though.
No, it's not. You just simply, you know, you wear shorts, for example. Obviously, if we're not within a professional capacity, but if you were there socialising, and you would wear some sort of decent shorts that fit, and also T-shirts as well. Actually, if you're going to wear, people that do sort of dress for summer and badly, they don't. If you're going to wear a T-shirt and shorts, which is fine if it's your day off, I've got no problem with that, then you need to make sure it fits. So many people don't wear the clothes that fit them, especially in the summer. They think that the tight look suits them. And unless you sort of have the body of Zac Efron or Mila Kunis, it is not going to look particularly good.
I don't suppose you've ever showed an expanse of underpants above your waistband either, have you, William?
No, oh, absolutely not, no, because even with shorts I wear a belt.
So today you've worn a suit. When would you really chill out and relax and go for the summer look, William?
Well, when I'm on holiday, I'm going to Sorrento in August, so there I will be wearing a linen shirt to the beach, and then on the beach I might, if no one's looking, take my shirt off and sunbathe for a bit, but I don't really like the sun, as may be coming obvious in this conversation.
And would that get onlookers a little excited, do you think, looking at William Hansen in his finery?
I think some of the Italians that are there, their hearts may beat a bit quicker when they see my body. Everyone is striving to be wonderful and gorgeous and slim, and actually, the reality is, majority of us aren't, because we just don't need the lifestyle to actually enjoy our food, and we want to eat it rather than starve ourselves to death. And so our bodies do not look as good as some of the people in the public eye that we aspire to be. And so we can't wear those things. And why should we? Because showing too much flesh, a lot of people, and it'll be interesting to see what the listeners think, do actually get slightly turned off by too much flesh. And actually, some of the most attractive people that you see aren't actually showing as much as they could.
William, it's been a pleasure as always to speak to you.
Thank you very much indeed, Alison.
You take care. I'll go and put my clothes back on now, all right?
Oh, I haven't been doing this. Oh, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye.